how far can I trust the information that a seller is giving me as I ask the questions that you've designed?
As far as you can carry them on your pinky. You want to trust them, but you can't take their answers for the absolute truth. The goal here is to be able to ask the proper questions so that you are able to continue to do your research, but you as a buyer have to validate absolutely everything that they've represented to you. How far can you trust their answers? You can't trust them. You just want to understand what their answer is, and then you need to validate all of this. You know, and that brings up a very important point related to the trust, and I'm glad you asked that question. Because when you first meet a seller, what you want to be able to extract from that meeting is A, answers to your 36 questions, and you may not get answers to your 36 questions, but you want to be able to leave the first meeting, and I found this to be very important. After I meet an owner for the first time, the four things that I want to be able to walk away from that business are really the answers to the following questions. Do I like this guy? Do I trust him? Do I like the business? And can I see myself running it? Because the 36 questions that you're going to ask the sellers, you're going to have the answers to that. You're going to use those answers and validate that information. But you really have to, from a global point of view, be able to leave that meeting and say, you know, find if whether or not you can answer yes to those four questions. Again, do I like them? Do I trust them? Do I like the business? And can I see it myself operating it?
So why are those four points so important, Richard?
Well, first of all, there's a couple of reasons. Do I like them and do I trust them? Do I like them? Well, you know, I may not really like them, but I'm going to be relying on this individual for a lot of information as I go through the process, and I'm going to be relying on them to help to train me, okay? And so do I like them? Can I see myself working side by side with them and asking them important questions for a certain period of time during the process and in post-training that's going to make the working relationship comfortable? Because I am going to rely on them for training, and so I have to like them. Because if I don't, it's going to be impossible almost to work with them. Do I trust them? Well, part of that plays into the first part related to the training. But if I don't trust them, you know, if I think that there's a different agenda to every single thing that I am going to ask them between today and the day that I close on this business, I'm never, ever, ever going to feel comfortable with this business. And so I'm never, ever, ever going to be able to buy it. So if I don't trust them, there's just not going to be enough time or enough resources available to me that I'm going to be able to review and validate every single thing that's in the business. I'm always going to be, some part of me is going to believe that they're tricking me. There's some part of this that I just can't get comfortable with. And the other point of it, if a buyer and seller trust each other, and the buyer truly wants to buy a business, and the seller truly wants to sell their business, you can't stop them from getting a deal done. They're always going to find a way. And we're going to talk about this, you know, in negotiations, for example. But it, trust and like is very, very important. And the third and fourth point, meaning, do I like the business? Well, if I don't like the business, then no matter how much profit that there is in the business, for example, if I don't like the business or what it does, then I'm not going to be successful at it. And can I see myself running it? Well, if I can't see myself running it, again, no matter how much I may like the seller or may trust them, no matter how much I may like the business, if I can't see myself running this every day, you know, I'm not going to be successful at it. You know, and that plays so well to one of the points that we talk about in the Ten Commandments in the workbook.